Welcome to The Good We Can, a weekly Bible reading and devotion. I'm Bill Anzio, and for our scripture passage this week, we turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 through 13. Now concerning meat that has been sacrificed to a false god, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge makes people arrogant, but love builds people up. If anyone thinks they know something, they don't know yet as much as they should know. But if someone loves God, then they are known by God. So concerning the actual food involved in these sacrifices to false gods, we know that a false god isn't anything in this world, and that there is no God except for the one God. Granted, there are so-called gods in heaven and on earth, as there are many gods and many lords. However, for us believers, there is one God, the Father. All things come from Him, and we belong to Him. And there is one Lord, Jesus Christ. All things exist through Him, and we live through Him. But not everybody knows this. Some are eating this food as though it really is food sacrificed to a real idol, because they were used to idol worship until now. Their conscience is weak because it has been damaged. Food won't bring us close to God. We're not missing out if we don't eat, and we don't have any advantage if we do eat. But watch out, or else this freedom of yours might be a problem for those who are weak. Suppose someone sees you, the person who has knowledge, eating in an idol's temple. Won't the person with a weak conscience be encouraged to eat the meat sacrificed to false gods? The weak brother or sister for whom Christ died is destroyed by your knowledge. You sin against Christ if you sin against your brothers and sisters and hurt their weak consciences in this way. This is why if food causes the downfall of my brother or sister, I won't eat meat ever again, or else I may cause my brother or sister to fall. And now for a devotion from the Upper Room publication called Disciplines, written this week by Victor Judge, Assistant Dean for Academic Affairs and Lecturer in Literature and Religion at Vanderbilt Divinity School. Holds baccalaureate and graduate degrees in English from Peabody College of Vanderbilt University. Paul describes Christians who believe that it is sinful to eat the meat of animals sacrificed in temples dedicated to idols as weak in conscience. But he also says that Christians who eat such meat without regard for the conscience of others are being sinful. The unnamed but implied idol among the so-called gods in heaven or on earth is the idol of intellectual superiority, the belief that the possession of knowledge is a license to regard oneself apart from the community of Christians. Paul reminds us that Christ died also for the weak believers. Declaring oneself free from superstition does not make one stronger in conscience or elevated above the community. To act in such radical independence is to worship implicitly the idol of autonomy that Paul says is a sin against members of your family, a transgression that is also a sin against Christ. Family in this letter is the church in Corinth. When guided by the principle of love, we renounce self-interest. Perhaps the greater sacrifice Paul is encouraging us to make is the sacrifice of self, to become divested of self-interest and become invested with love for our community. A renunciation, an emptying of self, allows one to assume a posture of humility. God created life from humus, the Latin word for ground, and when we conduct our lives in humility, we remain close to the ground, traversed by the feet of the community. Humility is essential to our spiritual and intellectual formation. We depend on relationships in the greater family of humankind and on the love from our God. God of wisdom and enlightenment, help me to discern your will so that I may walk humbly with you and not stray from the path of righteousness. Amen. Now for a question for personal reflection. What do you think of Paul's statement, "Knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. Can you think of examples of this in your everyday life? You've been listening to the Good We Can podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. We are located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. We hope you'll join us for worship this Sunday at 8:30 and 10:45 a.m. in person and also available online. This Sunday, we continue a worship series that explores our 2024 ministry theme of Beyond Our Doors. Our online worship can be accessed from the worship page of our church website or on our YouTube channel. This worship service can also be viewed anytime during the week. If you're looking for more information about Sun Prairie United Methodist Church, please head on over to sunprairieumc.org. And may God bless you until we meet again next time here on The Good We Can.